Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, as I said at the top of hour number one and hour number two as well, so why break precedent? I'm happy to say, as a public service, that I am marked safe from the Chinese rocket exploding over California. So everybody's okay, from what we can tell. But I'm telling you folks, again, what we are not marked safe from, what we're not marked safe from is a border out of control, rising crime, inflation, and a foreign policy that is leading us down the path of destruction. And no, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just pointing it out. I mean, this is exactly what's happening. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is now launching. As we said earlier, we're launching the program here. And hour number three, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. Telephone line 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Welcome to everybody listening to us, and we are glad that you're there. Someone else that we're glad is there, as always, is our good friend Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
And, of course, Denise's website, everybody, is founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all of the great material, all the great articles that Denise has, and you will not be sorry. Well, Denise, of course, obviously, we're still looking at the aftermath of the Taiwan earthquake. That happened. We understand at least 9 people have been killed. Do you have an updated number on that? The
no,
last hour was 9.
I think that's a good number.
Yeah, and then there's at least 1,000 people injured. And also, of course, they're trying to figure out what to do with these buildings that didn't quite fall over all the way, thank God, but they toppled over and were leaning at about a 45-degree angle. Obviously, they'll have to be completely demolished. But this is just a major quake with an aftershock of at least 6.4, one of them. And they could expect aftershocks of even 7. I mean, this is a huge earthquake. I was telling the listeners earlier that 6.4, if it was a 6.4 in California, it would be a huge deal.
I looked at a couple of those buildings that are leaning, and it doesn't appear that there's really anything wrong with the building. It's just leaning. So it's... Did the footings give way or did the ground give way? I mean, that's...
Yeah, good question.
I don't know, but yeah, they're going to have to demolish them, I guess.
Yeah, it's...
Bad commentary. It's awful.
Exactly, and this is a fairly sparse... Where the quake was centered is a fairly sparsely populated region comparatively to the rest of the island. Obviously, I mean, some of the video that we're seeing now of the shaking and inside the offices and the dwellings and so forth is just really unbelievable. Well, I'll ask you this, though, Denise. Of course, we've got this thing happening with Israel vis-a-vis the U.S. Government. There's a lot of pressure building now, evidently, to not supply Israel at any longer because of what happened with the aid workers and so forth. But this is, this is building like Israel is, you know, it has to be stopped at this point.
To Israel's credit, they stepped up immediately. They took responsibility for it. They've apologized. They're investigating. So they didn't try to hide them from that one. And now you've got a few in the government officials that are calling for new elections again. Now, whether that happens or not, I don't know. But there's another interesting thing is that now you've got some hackers, and they're working diligently to hack into the GPS system in Israel. So now Israel has a different kind of assault on it going on.
Wow. That's
yeah.
That's bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pressure is on Israel, but not enough people are putting pressure on Hamas. You know, that just absolutely needs to be said. This whole thing could be over. Ceasefire. Well, tell Hamas, you know,
right.
Not Israel.
Yeah,
it up.
Yeah, why can't Hamas surrender? I mean, I guess, is that even the right word? I mean, is there a scenario where Hamas does surrender, is there some variation of that would end this war?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, Israel has caught and arrested and, you know, anybody that they can with Hamas that's still alive, you know, that they're alive. They're not necessarily trying to kill everybody, but if they've got to kill them, they will. So, you know, where is the West, especially, you know, the United States is supposed to lead the West. Where are we in putting the true pressure where it needs to be? And that's on Iran. Iran has Hamas and they've got Hezbollah. Well, I just mentioned that under, you know, benevolent humanitarian aid, we've given $67 million to the families of Hezbollah because they had to be relocated away from the border.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's how twisted it was. It's just exactly how twisted we are. Meanwhile, there have been several drone attacks in Kharkiv by Russia, and this thing is, I'm watching this thing escalate in a big, huge way, and, you know, we're putting all the attention on Israel and Hamas when we have, you know, I would say more death and destruction going on in Ukraine. So where's that pressure?
Right.
I mean, this is all so disgusting. I don't know how to say it. Whatever else.
No, I think you've got it. You're expressing the kind of frustration, you know, that I think we all feel for this kind of thing. And when we come back from the break, Denise, I do want to ask you about, there was an interesting article on Breitbart about the idea of how the Biden administration could use a four-pronged attack, essentially, to try to topple the Netanyahu government, and not the least of which is people calling up and telling Israeli officials, hey, you could be accused of war crimes, stuff like that, mass protests. But stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, the overnights in America never sounded so good, everybody. And I think a big part of that is because we've got Denise Simon with us this morning. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to ask a question or just give your opinion on what we're talking about here this morning. But, of course, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, you know, Denise, one of the things that I did want to ask you about is there was an interesting little exchange with Jill Biden, Dr. Jill, on CBS Mornings, where she said the question was being put to her, well, Trump is ahead in six of these swing states. And she said, no, they're not. You know, isn't there a desperation going on where she would, you know, suddenly not even let the interviewer ask the question?
She's delusional, just as much as Joe is.
Yeah, I like it.
But having said that, I would still be very cautious because I still believe that they're plotting. And when the poll numbers reveal what they reveal, then the plotting gets more serious and I would say more aggressive and robust. So just fair warning, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to go down without something here.
Well, indeed. And she simply, you know, she didn't even let the question get set up. I mean, the question could have been along the lines of, well, Trump is leading, but tell us how your husband is going to do so much better and the president's going to, you know. But she kind of made it out like she was being a lot more, she didn't want the question to even come out. She just wanted to stop it right there and then get her 2 cents in.
It tells me she already knew that the question was coming.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think you're mm-hmm. right about that. But, of course, also generally, you know, then you had Ron Klain, former chief of staff, saying that, you know, you got the prices are too high. you know, it's like the rent's too high. You know, it's like there was a party once, right? The rent's, you know, too, you know what, high, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying the prices are too high, gasoline's too high, people are feeling the pinch. He goes on to say that, you know, the border's bad, but this is a problem inherited from Donald Trump or something like that. I think that was about the border. But, you know, they realize, I mean, they must realize that people are, they're not stupid. They're not just don't understand economic numbers, but they really actually are feeling these problems.
Delusional. just, you know, don't believe your lying eyes or your empty wallet. Don't believe it.
Indeed, indeed. Well, you know, getting back to what we were talking about a little bit with Israel, there was this interesting article. This came via Israel's Channel 14 that they say it's the equivalent of Fox News and in the Israeli local media. But it's from a columnist that quotes an activist that is talking about the idea again that that officials in the Israeli government could be contacted by, quote, American friends to say, you know, you could be accused of war crimes if this kind of keeps going. Then they also want to create those mass protests. In other words, they want Israel to be fighting Israel in this. And the gist of it is that then the American administration can be successful in ousting Netanyahu. And it all kind of started with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, can you about imagine where that dark money is coming from and how much dark money there is to remove Netanyahu? You know, Benny Gantz, he wants very badly to have new elections. But let's, you know, how else would you prosecute this war, this conflict? What, you know, we want a ceasefire, we no more ammunition, get rid of Netanyahu, then what? Then what does it all look like? What does Hamas and Hezbollah look like? Just, you know, continued attacks like the on October the 7th? You know, what are their solutions? The solution is to get rid of Netanyahu? Okay, let's, for the sake of argument, he's gone. How about that? Never to come back. He's going to say, you know what, I'm old, I've done this too many times, I'm retiring, you know, I'm going to go, you know, live in the Maldives or some, you know, some resort. All right, then what? Then what's Israel going to do?
Well, Israel would be in the same position it's in. You know, you can't simply be nice to terrorists. We've been down this road. We've seen Land for Peace. We've seen all this stuff over decades, and it got us to October 7th.
Yeah, we tried pretty hard to buy the hearts and minds of the terrorists in Afghanistan. Look what that got us.
Right. The Taliban is back in charge. Yeah.
Well, and in ISIS-K. For sure. But I would also say there's a large part of the population in Afghanistan that wanted to come in at least to the 21st century. You know,
yeah.
There are a lot of women that were going to school and they were very westernized. How many of them got it and became good for the United States and being translators and were devoted to getting, you know, not living under, at the time, Soviet rule and then Al-Qaeda or Taliban rule. I mean, so there, you know, there was a nation divided right there. But now we're actually still funding the Taliban. Can you believe it?
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Twisted.
Yeah.
It's about as evil as anything you know is that you're aiding and abetting the enemy.
Right, right. That's exactly right. But for some reason, you know, and you're preaching it here. I mean, but yet for some reason, it just can't catch, you know, in terms of what's happening with this administration.
Well, we're doing it here at home with these migrants. I mean, look what's going on here. They're doing these smash and grabs. You've got these Chilean gangs that are going into these, you know, high-dollar homes in California and raiding them. You've got them squatting in New York with the drugs and the weapons. And, I mean, so you know, in a different form, we're doing the very same thing here. We're aiding and abetting the enemy. Not to say that every one of them is bad, but they're bad for our taxpayers.
Right, exactly. Bad for the structure of our society because they're not being received into the society in any kind of an orderly manner. They're not
truly
integrated.
I was thinking about this $20 minimum wage out there in California.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think that's going to benefit? How many illegals, migrants, are working in fast food?
Yeah.
Are they the ones getting the $20? I mean, working in fast food, earning minimum wage or just above minimum wage, was never supposed to be a living wage. It's an entry-level position.
That's right. It's not a career. It's not a career. Yeah.
No. If you want to make it a career, fine. But by structure of the way California financially, economically operates, it can't be a career. It can't be done in California. It may be able to be done in, you know, Nebraska or Iowa or something, but by design, with the cost of housing, cost of gasoline, cost of insurance, so forth in California, it was never meant to be. You know, I've been a proponent, I think, for 30 years of not having a minimum wage at any level, at a state level or a federal level. Get rid of it. Let the free market decide.
And that sounds like, again, where you have the market decide, but then suddenly someone would say, well, but now you're going to create a state of affairs where they're only going to pay very little. But in reality, if they want to have a good product, they'll have to pay.
Competition makes you stronger.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly.
And if you don't necessarily give the money in an hourly wage, then you give it in some other kind of benefits, which is how, by the way, the deductions were born out of your paycheck when employers paid for your health insurance. Anybody remember those days? Because
yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As recently as, I would argue, 1980, employers were paying for your health insurance as part of a financial benefit to the employee.
Indeed. And an incentive. A perk, you know, to have that. But now, of course, it's business is bad, you know, and we're fighting for you. Look what we got for you. We got you $20, you know, so vote for me, that kind of stuff. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people injured. Concerns continue that the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels in the aftermath of the most powerful earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase from the first 2 months of the year. The future of a Texas immigration law now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. And here we are. We are back. We are live, and we are ready and raring to go, of course. Thursday morning edition continues, and we have so much more to tell you about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Telephone number 949-822-7959. The lines are already lighting up. And Denise, we've already got people, as I said, already lining up for us this morning. Isn't that cool?
Yay,
indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we go right over, and by the way, folks, Denise Simon's with us, founderscode.com is the website. Be sure to go over there and check it out. And we've got Eric in Tennessee. He's got a question or a comment for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, man. Hey, I'll make this really quick. I got one quick question now.
Sure.
Did you say there was 64 and change million given to Hezbollah to move their quote-unquote civilians out of a target-rich environment? Did I understand that correctly?
67 million.
67, okay. Thanks. Is this the same Samantha Power that
yes.
was ambassador to the United Nations
yes.
that supported BDS? Okay, is this the same Samantha Power now in charge of USAID who basically got her alleged start in government being a journalist in the early 1990s, all of a sudden she's all over public foreign policy? Is that the same Samantha Power? And is this the same Hezbollah? And I hope people realize this. This year is the 45th anniversary of the hostage taking in Tehran, of our embassy being taken over November 4th of 79, where 53 Americans, service members, diplomats, and other staff where State Department staff were held hostage for 444 days. I went to school in fifth and sixth grade with one of the sons of one of those diplomats over there, Bruce German. I'm not sure if he's still with us, but that was the, you know, is that the same Hezbollah? Is it the same Hezbollah that's getting 67 big bills that hijacked TWA flight 847 that threw a second-class Navy diver out the ass into the plane? What's his name? Ken Statham, if I remember that correctly, that they left him on a tarmac after they beat the heck out of him? Is that the same Hezbollah that bombed a Jewish day center in Argentina in 94 and then again bombed a Jewish bus, tour
and
bus in Bulgaria?
The lawyer. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just the same. I mean, it's rhetorical questions. I'm fired up about this, okay?
Okay, well, guess who her husband is?
Yeah,
her
Kat
husband
Sunstein,
is Cass Sunstein.
Right.
And guess who? He is the real immigration czar.
Sure.
He's the real one. He works for the Department of Homeland Security now.
Right. It's a circle, incestuous. Of what's going on since 2008 or 2009. And I want to say, I believe Hillary Clinton's still involved in all this because she was first lady during 93 when the bombing of the first bombing of the World Trade Center. I don't want to get too deep into that because I think there was a little, nudging going on by the feds on that one, but they're just the same group of people. Isn't it amazing how these people are involved in all this stuff and it's just nefarious malarkey after malarkey after malarkey, and we're left holding the bag? Oh, we're supposed
preach
to
it, Eric.
Kinder. I'm sorry, man. I don't need to take your thunder and Kyle Stowe or what.
That's cool.
I'm old enough to remember this stuff. Do people have no memory of what's going on here? But yet, is it the same Hezbollah that worked with FARC in Venezuela? That even back in the day,
it's still there, by the way.
Right. Where do you think FARC's getting all these? Came up with their IEDs, them and the IRA factions of the IRA from Northern Ireland. This is a giant cesspool. And forgive me. We don't have any business in, but don't think for one second that this placation of Iran doesn't have an ulterior motive to bring Iran further into what they call the League of Nations, if you will, to legitimize hate of anyone that doesn't believe in what they believe in. I'm sorry. I'll go. Just thanks for letting me vent. I'm fired up about this.
That's
y'all
good.
Have a good morning.
You too, Eric. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're fired up as well, and we appreciate Eric so very much. Yeah, Denise, he was on a roll because, again, he's driving home this notion of why would we even, do anything with this kind of group?
Eric, if you're still out there and you can hear me, I just sent you a private message on Facebook with the link coming out of the embassy on the 67 million humanitarian assistance. It's actually called additional humanitarian assistance.
It's additional. So there's others that preceded it. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to line two. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Neil. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. That was a great phone call from Eric. You really did connect the dots. I mean, very informative. Let me get to my point, okay? I want to talk about the American flag, but before I go there, I want to fully disclose that I'm not a constitutional scholar. But I did reach out to somebody who is, Mark Levin, today. I could not connect with him, but I continue to insist that there can be no national ban on abortion. I wanted to ask him about it. I put a little thought into it. I was wondering if the U.S. Congress were to pass a law that banned abortion nationally. Is that a possibility? I don't think it is because
no.
I think it would violate a woman's it would be a civil rights violation for all women.
But yet the Democrats are telling you that they want to do that. They want to codify Roe v. Wade is what the campaign rhetoric sounds like. That's exactly what they're saying.
Yeah, that's the way they want to define the narrative. You know,
right.
Again, from what I've heard, ex-President Trump is going to be making some type of statement about this whole issue next week. I hope he adds some clarity to it. Let me move to my next topic, and I'll get off the phone. The American flag, to me, symbolizes our form of federalism. It's a union of all the independent states. Pardon?
Used to.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, to me, it still does. I mean,
I understand. I'm being snarky.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Again, it's all the independent state governments subordinate themselves to the federal constitution. And I think that's what the United States American flag symbolizes. I am very offended when they put the transgender flag on the same flagpole with the American flag. It's an insult. I don't want, you know, I'll use the word blasphemy. It is just awful. I mean, you know, your sexual orientation, your social choices should have no part in, you know, our national identity, you know, should be totally separate. I mean, yeah, we celebrate diversity, that's fine, but that's a private matter.
But in fact, the flag, but the flag is especially though. See, I like what you were saying right at the beginning as well, Neil, and that is, you know, the flag should be a symbol of unity. The flag should symbolize freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of whatever, in that sense. And you don't need special flags for special groups because that further divides us. If you just here's my flag,
not on a flagpole
the American flag, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put a flagpole in your backyard and raise your transgender flag, fine. I mean, there's nobody that's going to prevent you from doing that. But it should not be given equal billing with the American. It's just blasphemy. It's ridiculous.
Right.
There should be. And who is who is the one? Who are the people that are advocating this and have the power to do this?
If you go look at our embassies. You know, we have all those cockamamie flags, you know, whatever they may be, flying along with the stars and stripes.
Right. And, Neil, we appreciate the call very much. We're going to start hitting the break, but thanks again, Neil. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for putting me on.
Sure. Bye. Have a great night, or a great morning, as the case may be. But, yes, Denise, you know, it's supposed to be E Pluribus Unum, last time I checked.
Yeah, well... Supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
I can be snarky again.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because, again, it's the division only helps the far left, you know, and that's part and parcel of their strategy. It's the divide.
Well, you know, I said to my husband last night on this abortion thing, for instance, you know, the left wants to kill babies, but they don't want the death penalty. Now, when it comes to the death penalty, these are people that we don't want in society, but we do want babies. So somebody help me with that one.
Good question, Denise. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Great discussion this morning. Take care.
All right.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. We're coming right back. We got Chris Markowski. Do not go anywhere. Please, do not go anywhere. Stay right there. Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go through the overnight hours across America on the Third Watch. And we're glad that you're along for the ride here with us. And we've got a lot more to tell you. As I said, we've got Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there, check out everything about Chris's radio program, his podcasts, and much, much more. And, of course, we've got, as I said, Chris Markowski from WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, Chris, that there's a lot to talk about. One of the things I was waiting to ask you about today is I noticed that there's Disney was in the news because they evidently were able to elect a full board, but there was an investor named Nelson Peltz trying to sort of shake things up, I guess, but they really tried to fend off whatever it is he was doing. This has to do, of course, with bringing Bob Iger back in and solidifying his role to run the company. Do you think that Disney's on a better track now? Maybe some better Star Wars, something like that?
The stock has come back. It's not nearly where it was, but it's come back to some degree. And I think that has a lot to do, quite frankly, with the efforts of Nelson Peltz. There's a lot of insider baseball when it comes to these proxy fights and various different funds and who controls the votes. And I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back. And again, many investors out there don't even really pay much attention to their proxies. And interesting question is that, you know, people, so many people invested in index funds and how their votes are actually being used and how they can be calculated. It's an interesting point, but, you know, we'll see with Disney in regards to the direction it's going. I'm not, you know, overly enamored right now with the slate. I know they've got a big movie coming out this summer with the turn of Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool and Hugh Jackman coming back as Wolverine. But overall, I mean, they've already, you know, put many movies on the shelf that they're not going to even bother with, the remake of Snow White and whatnot. So we'll see. I mean, their park business is still big business, and we'll see if they can get that straight.
Yes, indeed. And hopefully on the entertainment side, you know, they went through this whole thing, too, with really, I think, ruffling the feathers of a lot of fans, unfortunately. But hopefully they're getting on the right track here. Something else that caught my eye, too, this just has to do with companies and how companies run, because this is also one of the main areas of your expertise in your own business, your own daily life. And that is, it looks like, at least in California, they have this right to disconnect law, which is being proposed, meaning that you can't contact your employees after a certain, you know, time, this kind of thing, that they have the right to just not be bothered, you know, after hours. But is the genesis of this really through the pandemic and everybody was just kind of working here and there remotely and kind of doing things, and there really was no set schedule? So I don't know if you're aware of this, but what do you think of this concept?
I don't understand how that law is going to work. I mean, for what types of jobs? I mean, if you're a doctor, aren't you on call at certain hours?
Right.
I don't understand. I mean, why does it do people? Yeah, I was just lying. You know, that I learned a while back is that, you know, the funny thing about authoritarians, you know, they tend to be kind of life's losers. They really do. Life's losers tend to be attracted to authoritarian positions. Who comes up with this stuff? I mean, you know, these are obviously not people that have ever run a business in their entire lives, or actually built anything or created anything. I'm kind of at a loss here and how that's going to work. And, you know, especially if you're a salaried employee and you're making a significant amount of money, I get, you know, you might be needed at odd hours. That's just, you know, part of the job. You know, I mean, for crying out loud, if you're a shepherd and a wolf comes off hours, you might have to, you know, move the wolf. I don't get it.
No, I'm with you on this, Chris. Exactly. You know, I mean, I can see, you know, you don't want some middle manager or something, you know, constantly emailing people at 9 o'clock at night and demanding that they report back in. But you're right. If something's hitting the fan or some significant issue occurs, mostly you're going to respond anyway. And a lot of times too, even if you're working remotely and you are, you know, maybe your flex hours, basically, sometimes you're also going to want to show that you're on top of things. You know, that's how you can move ahead in many ways.
Yeah, and again, like I said, it's perplexing to me. I mean, I know, you know, certain jobs and fields that you get into right out of college. I know kids, the jobs I do. I mean, they're jobs where you're getting in the morning at 8 o'clock, and you're probably not getting home until 11, 12 o'clock at night. I don't understand how this works. I really don't. It makes any sense to me.
Right, indeed. Well, there was another news item that came out earlier, and that is this from Fox Business, I believe. Chase Bank announced on Wednesday it's launching a new media business that allows advertisers to target their U.S. customers based on their purchases. Does this sound like, please don't sell my information to third parties? I mean, what does that mean? They're going to start bombarding you with stuff because you used your Chase card to purchase something at Target or something?
I'm not sure. Well, again, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. I know Google's catching a little flack from that Incognito lawsuit. I mean, we've all experienced it. I mean, it's creepy sometimes. It really is. I got to laugh. I mean, buying lighting fixtures at you know, for my house that I'm building, and you know, at a lighting store, my wife looking at stuff, and all of a sudden, over the next couple of days, I get you know, catalogs in the mail from lighting companies. I said, how the hell did they get that information? To track our phones into that store or something like that? Who knows? I mean, I kind of accepted the fact that, you know, there was that song by Rockwell and Michael Jackson, I always feel like somebody's watching me. I think that's pretty much how the world works now.
I think you're right. And we've all had that creepy experience. You know, people have told me the similar thing, like, we were just talking about, you know, doing this and such, or maybe buying a this and such, and then suddenly you get coupon on your phone, or you get an email with something, or a text, or something like that. Somehow it finds you, and then suddenly you're off and running. Yeah, that is pretty creepy, and it does beg the question. This is another subject, obviously, but it does beg the question: how are they picking out these words, you know, in your home, that kind of thing.
Well, I was never one to buy any of those, that Alexa or any of that stuff. I always kind of said, you know, that, you know, the FBI used to have to work hard to put a bug in your house. There was that great episode of The Sopranos where they had to put it into the light and how difficult that was. And I said, all of a sudden the entire country is willingly putting a bug in their home. I'm like, I never really got that, but, you know, who knows what your phone and your computer are picking up as well.
Well, indeed. Well, of course, you know, there was this kind of on the politics side a little bit, but Ron Klain, former chief of staff, was talking about the Biden campaign, basically. But he kind of came right out and said everything's still too – all the prices are too high. Gas is too high. And he says, you know, they've got to make progress on that. You know, at the very least, somebody's at least acknowledging that things are not as good, but I just don't know what could be done by the Biden administration unless they would want to make some pretty bold moves.
There's, I mean, people, I wish everybody would kind of just cut it with the inflation bit. You got an administration that continues to regulate the hell out of everything. That's inflationary. You've got a government, both left and right, that are spending beyond belief, and we have to continue to print money. The cost of everything is going to continue to go up. That's not going to change. Shouldn't be that way, but it always has been the way. The idea that, oh, we got to get to 2% inflation. Why do we need to be at 2% inflation? Why do we need any inflation at all? It's all because the government, you know, continues to print and borrow and spend and borrow and spend and borrow and spend and over-regulate and go on and on and on. We have to make better choices as a society if we want that to change.
Well, indeed. And I really appreciate that you're bringing that out so well here on this program, because that's exactly what people need to hear. They need to hear about the spending and the debt and the deficit and all these things, that you can't make these things go away overnight unless you're really serious about cutting that spending.
Yeah, listen, I want to get energy prices down too, and I want to develop and do it, and that's a part of it, and that'll help. But that's not the end all be all. It comes from many places. And, you know, you can't keep having handouts. You can't have Republicans continue. Now we get the child tax credit, voting for more of that. Biden administration wanting to push, you know, semi-truck EVs that only get 170 miles. I mean, there's a myriad of things that's doing all of this, and it's not just one.
Well, thanks, Chris. Take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.